WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. As a few gas stations in our area see long lines of drivers and run out of fuel, Governor Northam declares a state of emergency after a pipeline shutdown restricts some of the supply. State health officials are waiting for a green light from the CDC before approving COVID vaccines for young teens. And Virginia Republicans have selected their nominee for lieutenant governor. And if elected this fall, she would be the first black woman to win statewide office in Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, May 12th. Governor Ralph Northam declared a state of emergency Tuesday in response to the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline by a ransomware attack. The order will help Virginia handle any potential gasoline shortages and makes it easier for state agencies to get needed fuel. Colonial Pipeline said they hope to have service restored by the end of this week. Some gas stations from the Shenandoah Valley to the Charlottesville area had run out of gas by Tuesday. Long lines formed at gas pumps as some people rushed to fill up their tanks after the pipeline shut down. Analysts advise drivers not to panic or hoard gas, but to refill only when necessary, until service is fully restored. Health officials in Virginia are waiting for the go-ahead from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention before clearing the way for children as young as 12 to receive the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration authorized the use of the Pfizer vaccine for children aged 12 to 15 years on Monday. But Dr. Danny Avula, Virginia's vaccine coordinator, says the state is also waiting for the director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, to issue a formal recommendation. Once that happens, vaccinations for young teens in Virginia could begin immediately. The latest coronavirus relief package expanded one of the nation's largest tax breaks, the Child Tax Credit. More than 1.6 million kids in Virginia will benefit from the expansion. Connor Scribner with VPM reports.
Families take home up to $300 a month per child under the current program. The credit is set to expire at the end of the year, but President Joe Biden's proposed American Families Plan would extend it through 2025.
It both increases the credit for families who are already receiving it.
Chris Wodica from the Commonwealth Institute for Fiscal Analysis.
And it also makes the credit fully available to more families, especially families with low incomes.
Some have suggested Biden's proposal signals a change in American attitudes towards poverty. William & Mary politics professor Chris Howard isn't convinced, but he says if efforts are focused on children, more people might get behind them.
It's hard for anybody to be against improving the lives of children. So if you're going to try to reduce poverty, starting with kids seems like a good place.
According to the Annie E. Casey Foundation, about 242,000 Virginia children lived in poverty in 2019, before the pandemic began. Experts estimate that expanding the child tax credit could lift one-third of those kids out of poverty.
Connor Scribner reporting. Beginning Saturday, restaurants and drinking establishments in Virginia will be able to seat up to 100 patrons indoors and 250 outdoors. Restaurants may return to selling alcohol past midnight, and dining rooms will no longer be required to close between midnight and 5 a.m. But staffing shortages may hinder many restaurants' full recovery. According to the latest data from the Virginia Employment Commission, restaurants and other food services suffered a 17% job loss, almost 60,000 workers, from March 2020 to March 2021 due to the pandemic. Virginia Republicans have picked former Delegate Winsome Sears as their nominee for lieutenant governor. If elected in November, she would be the first black woman to win statewide office in Virginia. Ben Pavier with VPM reports.
Winsome Sears was born in Jamaica and grew up in New York. She joined the Marine Corps and in 2002 won a seat in the House of Delegates. Sears mentioned that victory in a campaign video.
I was the first Republican to win a seat in the House of Delegates in a majority black district since 1865.
Sears did not seek a second term. She went on to serve as national chair of a group called Black Americans to Reelect Trump. In the lieutenant governor's race, Sears ran on a pro-gun rights, anti-abortion platform. One ad featured her holding an assault rifle with the words, battle-tested conservative. Democrats are choosing their nominee in a June 8th primary. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Winsome now lives in Winchester. Republicans also selected businessman Glenn Youngkin as their nominee for governor and delegate Jason Meares as their pick for attorney general. Finally today, how is federal aid from the American Rescue Plan Act being distributed in Virginia? The way that cities in the Commonwealth organize themselves is a factor. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
Virginia has independent cities. Most other states don't. That created worries that cities would miss out on their share of funds from the American Rescue Plan Act. So Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, along with Virginia's House Democrats, wrote to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen. They asked her to give independent cities money for both cities and counties.
I think the Virginia delegation did a great job in making the case that this was the legislative intent of ARPA, that these funds be provided as was shown in the first tranche.
Bob Lazaro is the executive director of the Northern Virginia Regional Commission. This distinction was worth $500 million. The federal government ended up deciding that the state's independent cities were eligible for funds allocated to counties and cities.
The pandemic's not over, and you still have people in need. You have businesses in need. These dollars will go a long way in ameliorating those issues.
In total, Virginia is set to receive $7.2 billion. $4.3 billion will go to the state and $2.9 billion directly to localities. I'm Jad Khalil.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.